So, hi, this is Tiny Pink Mouse, and this is an audio commentary to my podfic, Jo särkynele jäälle, which is a live translation of my fic, Eyes That Is Already Broken. I made some notes for this one, so hopefully those will help this be slightly less awkward. The translation was done for Voice Team, for the Never Have I Ever challenge, so it was definitely something I'd never done before. I mean, I've translated a few fics before, mostly my own. Usually, yeah, from English to Finnish or Swedish. So that part wasn't new, but I've definitely not just sat down and recorded the translation and not made any notes at all. The translation was recorded all in one go. I didn't look up any words beforehand. I had no notes, like, no nothing. I just looked up the fic text and hit record, and that was it. Which, yeah, it was a relatively long process, because it's not a long fic, but it's not that short either. So maybe I should say a few words about the fic as well. It's a Rule 63 fic, and the fandom is The Flash. So I haven't actually been in that fandom for quite a while, and I think I stopped watching like after 2-3 seasons, maybe. I've never watched any of the series with Finnish translations, which would mean subtitles, since we don't really do dubs, at least for anything that isn't for children. So that didn't make it any easier to translate it. I mean, I've read some DC comics, I guess, maybe even in Finnish, because I used to read a lot of comics and all of them in Finnish, because that was my thing back in the day. But mostly we had Marvel comics, so if I've ever read any DC comics in Finnish, it was probably like, you know, Batman, Superman, that's it. So I was a little bit lost with anything relating to The Flash, like, you know, character names, names of places. Happily, the only place name I really needed was Star Labs, and then just, you know, improvised something that seemed okay. Figured it wouldn't matter that much. But, like, for the actual characters, I did somehow manage to remember what Flash was in Finnish, which I used throughout, and then when I started editing, started wondering, is that actually the Finnish translation for it? Thankfully, it turned out that yes, I had translated it correctly from some vague memory of what it's supposed to be, because that would have been very awkward if I'd managed to get that wrong. But Heatwave? Like, that was definitely something I had no idea what it was supposed to be in Finnish, and turned out it was the literal translation for Heatwave. Cold? That one I think I'd actually looked up at some point in my life, so that one I actually did know, thankfully. I still find it kind of an awkward name in Finnish, though, so it felt really weird to keep using it, and I had no idea how to conjugate it when I had to, so hopefully I did okay with that. Right, still back to the fic. I already mentioned it was a Rule 63 fic, which turned Captain Cold into a woman, like, always a woman. For what I wanted to write about, that was kind of what she had to be. But the funny thing about the translation is, and I think I would have worried about it more if I'd actually written the translation instead of just read it out loud, was that you don't necessarily realize that Len is a woman from the translation, at least not in the first scenes. There is no moment where the text points out that, yes, this is a woman. In the English version, it's clear by the fact that, you know, there's a female pronoun. In the Finnish version, there's no such thing, because there's no gendered pronouns in Finnish. So if you actually want to point out that, yes, this is a woman we're speaking about, you have to mention that the woman did something, which I didn't do. But in the end, I think it'll be obvious pretty soon in the story anyway, so I don't know if it matters. And in a way, I actually like it better like that. And I mean, if you're listening to the podfic, hopefully you looked at the tags, which actually mentioned that, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. The fic itself deals with issues of... Well, it starts out with kind of an implied date rape, I guess, and the aftermath of that. So there's all the medical examinations, day after pills, you know, how to deal with that emotionally. And then there's also, you know, aging as a woman and how that affects things like, you know, sexuality, romance, stuff like that. So yeah, I don't really know what to say about all of those things. But yeah, I kind of wanted to translate the fic ever since I wrote it. I just felt that it would work better in Finnish for me personally, even if there's probably like zero audience for it. And I mean, this was seemed like a fine chance to do that, since I never actually got around to it, probably because there would be zero audience for it. It's kind of funny, though, that I never even considered translating it into Swedish, which is my first language and the more emotional one for me. But actually, that might be part of the reason why I wanted to translate it into Finnish, because a lot of the things that happen in this fic are at least partially based on real-life experiences by me. And maybe, you know, saying some of those things in Swedish would be too much. It would feel too much. So it's better in Finnish. But also, I don't know if it's weird to say, but most of those experiences I experienced in Finnish. Like, that was the language they happened in. And consequently, the language I mostly processed them in. Like, not in all cases, but mostly. So that just seemed to suit the mood of the fic better, as a language choice. And also, Finnish to me feels... Don't know if I had the right words for it, but it feels kind of... Not colder exactly, but like slower and maybe heavier to me than Swedish. Don't really know. Like I said, I'm really bad at describing how I feel about it, but if I wanted to describe eyes, I'd do it in Finnish. I mean, obviously, suited this fic fine, considering the title. Think maybe I should just move on from that topic, because it might get a bit too personal otherwise. Not that I mind, but maybe that's not why someone would be listening to this. What I found with the translation was that, I mean, obviously I could only record really short bits at a time before having to look up something. Because words that I should know in Finnish, I couldn't think of in that moment. So it took a while to get a whole sentence out sometimes. And I started off with having a lot of reaction to things. You know, every time I had to look something up or I flubbed something, there would be, you know, laughing or swearing or just general grumbling or, you know, actually talking out loud about what I was doing. But the further on I got, the more quiet I got. So in the end, it was just like sentence fragment in Finnish and then a lot of silence and typing sounds. And that was it. Which shouldn't really surprise me, because usually I have audible reactions when things are new. Which is also why I rarely add bloopers to my podfics, because, I mean, I flub things frequently. But they're not that funny, because I just screw up a word and go quiet and then start the sentence again. Which is basically what the end of this fic was. It did make the end part of it easier to edit, though. Something I also wasn't expecting exactly was how difficult Finnish literary language is to speak out loud when you're not reading it from somewhere. There were a lot of things that I thought should be easy enough to say, but when I didn't have a text to read it from, it just felt completely impossible. Because it's not necessarily something you'd say out loud, or you'd say it out loud slightly differently, maybe. I'm immensely proud of how this turned out. It's far from perfect. There's a lot of word choices that later on, either when I was editing or afterwards, I went like, oh no, that's the word I should have chosen. It's not that I made the wrong word choice exactly, but yeah, there, some of them are pretty awkward. But mostly I think it still works in context, so it's good enough. Especially the beginning is like riddled with awkward phrasing before I kind of got into the flow of things, even if it kept on being choppy all through it. And that is also something I am so proud of, managing to edit this into something that isn't like so choppy. I mean, you can still hear the places where I had to like cobble together some sentences and things like that. But it could have been so much worse. So yeah, I'm proud of making it work, even if it isn't perfect. Which is probably why the last scene is my favorite in the translation. Because it required the least amount of retakes. It actually went pretty easily on the first time, which you can probably hear if you listen to it. It flows a lot better than some of the other parts of the translation. Still a few words I probably should have chosen differently on, but it works. And for me personally, there's a lot of subtle emotion in that last scene, which works better in Finnish. And I probably mentioned a few times that this involved a lot of editing. I think I ended up with about 3 hours of recorded material, and I edited that down to about 45 minutes, which is a lot more editing than I'm used to doing. And oh god, I hated myself at some point. Even though, I mean, probably like half an hour of that was just silence, so which was easy enough to edit out. But there was also a lot of like trying out sentences. Even if I didn't make any mistakes, I would have to try out like if this word choice sounds better than that word choice, and then actually trying to make it fit in with how I'd sounded in the earlier bits, because I'd forgotten how I decided that a character was supposed to sound like, and yeah, making it just some sort of coherent whole wasn't really working. But the dialogue came easier like this. And also I noticed on editing that I speak so much quicker in the dialogue bits. Because those are in, you know, the normal spoken Finnish, whereas the rest of it is in at least some sort of approximation of literary Finnish. Which I did screw up on times, because it wasn't written down, like I've probably mentioned 100 times already. But on a whole, I mean, and especially in the dialogue bit, but also on a whole in that thing, I didn't spend as much time stressing over word choices and sentence structure as I would in a written translation. As long as it, you know, feels natural, works in context, it's good enough. And at least in the dialogue bits, that felt justified, because it's supposed to be spoken. But also, my spoken Finnish felt entirely wrong for the characters, which I suppose is kind of funny, since it's not like they speak Finnish, so what does it matter? And I still kind of cringe listening back to it, because no, these characters would not speak like this. It's probably because my Finnish dialect is a distinctly countryside dialect. And, you know, these characters are not from the country, and that just feels so wrong. But I definitely decided not to try to change that too much, because then it would have just ended up really awkward, because I cannot do any other Finnish dialects unless I want to sound even more from the countryside. Which, you know, not what I wanted. So I went with what I have. And like I said, this is not exactly something I think anyone will listen to. And it was really, like the fic in the first place, very much something I made for myself. Because this was something, definitely something written because I feel like these are things I know how to express, or I wanted to learn how to express. You know, dealing with my emotions through fanfiction and podfic, because that is a thing I do, and a thing I've always done. Okay, that was not necessarily a very cheery note to end this on, but I don't think I really have any more to say about this one. So thank you if you've managed to listen through all of this. Me rambling about a podfic you probably didn't listen to because it is in Finnish. But, you know, if you did listen to this, thank you. You're amazing. And I think doing a translation like this is not something I'll be trying too soon again. Even if it was a lot of fun in its own way, it was still very exhausting, I guess. And, I don't know, maybe I'll try doing commentary on something else one of these days. Unless this turns out really awkward on editing. But yes, thank you for listening to this. Okay, bye.